And there was a firefight!
Why did you judge me?
You killed innocent people.
The means to an end.
You started a massacre.
I caused the revolution.
You betrayed the law!
I see you are practiced in worshipping things that fly.
Hulkamania is running wild like it's never ran before.
It's over 9,000!
What?
Rise before Zod.
Bitches leave.
Kneel before Zod.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Remember, there's always madness. Woohoo! Madness is the emergency exit.
Here it comes! A little going away present for you!
Hey everyone, this is Lou from Capes and Scales, and I'm here today with independent comic creator, illustrator, writer, Anthony Kieran. We've had a couple of drinks, so we're going to see how this goes. All right, so...
I drink a lot, so I actually, by my standards, haven't had that much at all.
Okay, so he's under par for the day, and I'm about par. So, all right, so... Tell me about your current projects. What are you working on right now?
Well, I suppose the one that pertains most to the podcast and to your audience would be my webcomic, Heartworms, which is it started out as a more traditional comic with these like 4 to 6 page short stories that I was writing and inking. And then these days, the majority of it is I'm the website at youhaveheartworms.com, and they're single panel pieces with one image, one line, or one thought, and try to self-contain as much story or joke as I can into one line image punch.
So you've been working on this project kind of on and off for many years?
Well, let me do the math, because it was something that I started writing and back when I was still living in Detroit, which has been at least 5 years ago now. But then I started actually doing the work as my part of my master's thesis when I was in the MFA illustration program at SVA. And so the initial batch of there's a batch that I self-published of 9 short stories, and that was my master's thesis at SVA. And so that was in 2012. So it's been like 4 years of working on it now at this point.
So now, is the work pretty much completely on the web, or have you done any print as well?
Well, I self-published a small batch of those original 9 short stories, and those are all gone at this point. So right now, those short stories only exist with the handful of people that have them, and I still have all the... They still are all on my drives. And then the new content, that's all the single panel pieces, are all online. And I try to update as often as I can.
So how do you feel about working with online work as opposed to print work? Are you interested in doing more print work, or do you like to keep it online?
I would love to. My goal is for it to be in print eventually. The only reason I'm online is... to ideally gain some kind of following, and then hopefully somebody will shell out some money so that we can actually publish it. That's the ultimate goal. Not that I think that for what I do now for Heartworms does work well online, and it is really fun to, because the website is actually powered by Tumblr, and so I have all like the stats about all my followers and who shares and all of those things. And that stuff is really fun, and I think people enjoy the updatability of it. But the goal for me is still to eventually have it be in print, for the work to be like larger. Because I wouldn't really call it traditional comic book illustration at all. I'm more of a like watercolorist, and I would prefer for them to be, those images to be in print and at a slightly larger size.
There's a huge sort of outlet like crowdsourcing, crowdfunding, things like Kickstarter. Have you ever considered doing things like that to kind of get the capital to publish some stuff in print?
I've considered it. I'm terrible at self-promotion, and I'm really terrible at asking people to give me money. So I don't know that I would just be too shy and embarrassed. So for the time being, I'm just I haven't really pursued anything like that. But yeah, maybe someday I'll get desperate.
It can be daunting. The thing with, I think, Kickstarter, and that's like something that I've felt too, is in a way it sort of feels like asking for charity, but in a way I think it's becoming like a lot more of a legitimate way to get art that wouldn't otherwise be published to get out there.
I have friends who have done things through Kickstarter and GoFundMe and some of those guys, and they've told me that you have to like badger, you have to ask repeatedly, you have to send emails every day and post on Facebook every day.
Yeah.
And I don't have the time.
Yeah.
Frankly.
It can be like a job in and of itself.
Yeah.
All right. So what are your influences? What are you reading, and who are your artistic influences?
So my artistic influences are definitely Toulouse-Lautrec and Egon Schiele and some of those guys from a time when art was still very representational, but still stylized as well. And I try to, because when it comes to Heartworms, isn't a very traditional comic by any means, especially not the style of art. I just try to take the kind of art that I enjoy looking at and apply it to a comic format. And so the stuff that I do, it's almost all watercolors, but I'm not limited. I try to keep me from getting bored, because comics is such a lot of work. I don't let myself be too restrained by a format. I if I'm in the mood to put glitter on a piece, I'll do it, and things like that.
Sure.
And in that respect, I'm really influenced by David Mack. I'm sure you know his work. He does comics, but he really thinks outside of the box, and his stuff has a lot of collage and watercolor and unusual formatting.
And so besides Heartworms, is there anything else that you're looking to accomplish in the future?
Well, these days I make the majority of my money as an artist doing live illustration, where I go to venues and parties and weddings and all sorts of random things, and they pay me to just hang out with my sketchbooks and make drawings, and it's like an alternative form of documentation. And I really like doing that. And what I would like to do is to be working in illustration for, like, if I just had my druthers and I could name anybody, like, I would love for Vice magazine to be sending me on location to, like, concerts and things like that, and bringing them back sketches that they could run as some kind of a feature. Because there was a time in our history of publishing when the magazines did do that. And that was, like, I think it's the heyday of that thing was, like, about the 60s and 70s, and then they don't really, you hardly ever see that anymore. And that's the kind of work that I would like to be doing, if that could be brought back.
So if you're doing live sketches, that has to be a different sort of set of skills than if you're preparing a piece. Was it difficult to get used to? And how does your technique change when you do that?
Well, I still bring on, when I go on location, I have a toolkit and I have jars of ink, and I still do everything in watercolor and black Japanese sumi ink, which is a little unusual because I'm constantly running the risk of accidentally dumping a jar of black ink in somebody's lap or something like that. But that's just the results are what I'm going for. But going on location, the work is really good. It's usually better than the work that I do at home in a studio, because I don't know, there's just so many happy accidents that get made along the way that the work is just really interesting and really beautiful when it's done live. And then, you know, so like my stuff that I do for Heartworms is all done in a studio and usually from photo reference, and it's tighter and more controlled, and in certain ways that's less interesting visually sometimes.
All right, well, Thanks for talking to me today. So why don't you plug your website again, let everyone know where they can find your work and where they can find you in the future.
Well, my general portfolio is www.aecurin.com, and my last name is not common, so I wouldn't be surprised if nobody knows how to spell that. It's aekieren.com, and then the webcomic is at youhaveheartworms.com, all one word.
Cool. All right, and I know we haven't really touched on any sort of superhero theme stuff, but I do like to ask this question.
Okay.
I'd like to know what superpower people would pick, but the two most common answers are flying and being invisible.
Right.
So
wasn't there a This American Life episode that was all about that, about asking that question to people and what it says about people depending on what they say back?
Yeah, I like to exclude those two.
Okay.
Because I like, you know, like your second choice.
Okay. Sure. I wish that I had the mental ability to control swarming insects like bees or ants or termites. Okay. And I would send termites to eat your house or send swarms of bees to sting you to death.
Yeah, those are both. I mean, it's scary because it's always harder to fight a swarm, you know, but.
Well, what can you do? You squat, you squash like a couple of them and you just made
There's too many. You run, but bees are faster than people, really. And termites, I mean, they're dedicated, so they're going to take their time doing what they're doing. All right, well, thank you very much for humoring me with that.
My pleasure.
And thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
This, the 4th of July. No one told me.
Leave him alone.
What's she gonna do? Hit me with her diaper?
I'll show you, you overgrown.